repair.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether there's any in it now, but
yeah, I think so.
We've got to move here just for emergency.
Have you ever heard of people making a temporary lamp out of a bottle and some coal oil and...
Oh, yeah, and put a wick in it and this, something, the other. There's lots of things like that, man. People used to make lots of candles. Well, they're still making candles now, bigger and better all the time. The people used to would melt their own tallow out of the beef and run their own, make their own candles.
Do you remember if people call those makeshift lamps anything in particular?
No.
I never heard them called flambeaux or something like that.
Not that I remember of. Mm-hmm. Of course, my people, we never did have to do it. We've always had plenty of lamps and such as that.
Well, what about, say, if you had a boat that you were going to take down to the lake? You know, when you're putting the boat in the water, what do people call themselves doing? You know, when they actually put the boat in the water, they say they're going to...
I know it just as well. Of course, they call that a boat ramp now. Used to, we never had no such thing. We just take the boat on our wagon and just then put it down and scoot it down there. But now they got ramps that they put the boat on, and boat stalls and all such as that now. And they got, now they got the boats that carry on these here, I got one out, Sean. You see them pulling behind all these
trailers. Like
boat trailer. But Lord used to, when I was a boy, whenever we just carry them in a wagon down there and just take them out and dive them out on the boats are all flat bottom boats, and a lot of them are all homemade, and just scoot them down the river bank, down into the water.
Have you ever heard people say they go and go down the water and launch their boat? Launch their boat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, now that at all these marine places, they got boat launches, you know. Mm-hmm. They call it a boat ramps, either way they want it. All these dams that different people have got them, they got places where you go down there with your trailer and back the concrete and back them in there and just everything like that.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if a woman wanted to go downtown to buy some material for a dress, she might take a little square piece of cloth with her, you know, to make
samples.
Call that a sample.
Oh, the sample. Yeah, that's a great thing. You go down there and be sure to get just exactly what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do women call these things that they tie around the waist if they're working in the kitchen, you know, to keep the dress from getting dirty?
Apron.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got several of them. My wife had them made. Mm-hmm. Some made pretty and some just a regular piece of white cloth. Mm-hmm. Some have got flowers on them and some goes up over their neck and tie around behind. Some just tie around here. Just depends on what they want them for and all this, that, and the other. Different sizes, different patterns.
Mm-hmm. What about this thing that I'm writing with? You call that a...
Well, we used to didn't have them. We called them old pencils. And now they call them pens. Mm-hmm. And some are fountain pens, and some are just pens. Mm-hmm. And of course, when I was growing up, you never did use a slate or a slate pencil. Well, they used to make a slate pencil that was out of a rock, slate rock. Mm-hmm. And it'd be the size of that, and it'd be about that long. If you ever dropped one, you'd break it too. And you'd write on your slate. You never saw a slate?
Well, not to use for that, for writing, you know, taking
When I went to school, that's all we didn't have paper. We used a slate. And you take a cloth, and you do all your writing on a fiddle, your arithmetic, and your writing and everything on the slate. Take that cloth, wipe it off, go right back and write again, you wipe it off. Mm-hmm. Then you come in with your eraser, like you use at a blackboard. Mm-hmm. And they used to didn't have no erasers. Now they got erasers to wipe that cotton.